This is Area 54. Music from the future.
That's how you do it, that's how you get up. There's nothing to it, we're making it up. Hear a sound that you love and you make a plan. Move your feet and you are in another land. Trust me, I'll follow you. This is the hardest part. He can take my heart. Trust me, I'll follow you. That's where you stop and turn. That's where the memories burn. Trust me, I'll follow you. This is the hardest part. He can take my heart. Trust me, I'll follow you. That's where you stop and turn. That's where the memories burn.
I don't write just for myself. I write to speak to other people and to speak across time to people I've never met about what it's like to be alive in the world. And I want to make memorable speech out of this. Maybe even a memorable song out of this. Which means that to some extent, we write to face our mortality, or we are always facing our mortality when we write. We're always thinking about what it means to speak through that death and across that death into another time and to other people.
You took a chance on him. He broke your heart and left you crying. You lost your will to love again. You ain't even trying. All you need is someone.
Thank you. gather round. We will dance and we will whirl. All you children, gather round. We will dance together.
Music for the future. Justin, Tim, and Mike, Area 54. That was Eric Hilton, one half of the Thievery Corporation. He doesn't really tour with those guys much. A little bit.
Well, Thievery Corporation's coming at the end of December to Roseland. I don't think he's going to be there.
No. It's
they have like a touring band now.
Yeah, I like the stuff that Eric Hilton's doing a lot better than what they're playing on their tours. You know, they're playing a little bit more kind of, yeah, more club sound than on their tour. But we played Mumbai Hustle. I was off the album Sound Vagabond. Some gems in that album. And Eric Hilton's just come out. Boy, he's just prolific ever since he stopped touring. He just went right back into the studio.
He had the feeling he had a lot of this stuff already like archived. Like it was like Thievery Corporation songs that
Toss
never made
away
it.
And from then, way back.
It's,
yeah.
Like, it's like one album after the next he's releasing.
It just sounds like mellow Thievery Corporation. Jamie XX before that did a song called All You Children. It's featuring the Avalanches. It's off the album In Waves. And then, of course, before that, we had to throw out an Avalanches track. Oh, the Sun. Great song. It's off of his album, We Will Always Love You. That album has stood the test of time really well, hasn't it, Mike?
Yeah, I don't know. Perry Farrell hasn't.
No,
he hasn't. Who was the lead vocalist on this track? I know so many people were excited about him coming to town, or the, whatever, not Porno for Pyros. What was the first band he was in?
Jane's Addiction, yeah.
Right? And they were playing with Love and Rockets.
They got over
and
it faster.
I think Love and Rockets got kind of screwed in this whole deal, right? It's like, they were all excited about this big North American tour, and then Perry Farrell just kind of goes off.
Just couldn't help himself.
No.
Gilligan Boss before that did a song called Upstate Miracle. It's off the album Speaking Across Time. Joe Goddard. New album's called Harmonics, and I've only heard a couple tracks on it. Mike's been hoarding it, but you say it's a good album. I believe you, because I like this track, Follow You, the name of the song. And start off the whole set with Marabou State song called Black Oak.
Marabou State's going to be at Coachella. So
that's good.
You know what's exciting about it? It's like, I'm not going to go see these guys. I'm not going to go to Coachella and hang out at a big festival. But there's a week, you know, it's a two-week festival or two weekends.
Yeah.
And these guys are always touring right before and right the week of between the two shows.
So maybe they'll come to
Ottawa. And there's tons of shows on the West Coast. So I imagine there'll be... They'll be coming to Portland.
They'll be coming through, for sure.
Joe Goddard is the lead singer of Hot Chip. He's got very unique vocals, right?
And, you can tell.
Yeah. But this album is like, he's got so many different genres of music on it. It's all over the place, but so good. It's like, it doesn't happen very often anymore to get this album where there's like so much stuff on there. Usually it's like, okay, there's a hit song on there, maybe two, and that's it.
These guys surprised us, though. I mean, don't you agree, Mike? We saw them live, you know, and they're kind of bouncing all over the place. We just kind of thought they were maybe not like house heads, but, you know, they're pretty poppy. And, you know, they're
incredible musicians.
Yeah, prolific musicians. And, you know, we just didn't know. We thought they were just electronic music guys. Were we wrong.
Yeah, and they've been around for a long time. I mean, when we saw them, like, early 2000s.
Yeah, and
they were really well-known then.
Yeah, the breakup iteration of these guys is better than, you know, how they started, I think.
Oh, Hot Chip's still around, though.
Yeah, I guess
so. He's just doing solo stuff. All right, Tim and Mike with you. We got, Gui Barrado and Darren Emerson song queued up for you called The Shell. Let's check it out.
Wait till you hear this song.